Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of all shapes, sizes, and ages and sexes. This is Frederick Zappone bringing you another edition of the Lights and Shadows podcast. Now, I can't vouch for the quality of this podcast because I'm using wireless buds and I am out walking, but we will give it a shot. So, anyhow, today we're going to talk about bulletproofing your attitude. And one of the things you want to do when you bulletproof your attitude is quit paying attention to the news. You actually think the news is important. For the most part, maybe like 95% for the most part, it is unimportant. Because the news is reporting things that have happened that you cannot change. And the news reports those things that make you feel bad. And the news is always telling you what's the worst that can happen to you. And so if you wonder why your attitude sucks so much of the time, that's because you're addicted to feeling bad because you're addicted to news that makes you feel bad. So one of the first things to bulletproof your attitude is to give up the news. The next thing in terms of bulletproofing your attitude is don't spend your time listening to people who are complaining and whining about things. I'm always courteous when people start to complain and whine to me, and I tell them as quickly and as kindly as I can, look, complaining to me will change nothing. Please take your complaint to someone who can do something about it. Now, can we talk about something that makes you and I both feel good? And we go from there. All right, so that's the second thing to bulletproof your attitude. The third thing to bulletproof your attitude is to get into the practice of allowing all unwanted thoughts and unwanted feelings to harmlessly pass you by like clouds in the sky. In the beginning, it's hard to allow unwanted thoughts and feelings to harmlessly pass you by like clouds in the sky. But here's the rub. If you don't let them harmlessly pass you by, you will resist them. And if you resist unwanted thoughts and feelings, they will get stronger and have more power over you. So getting in the practice of allowing yourself to feel whatever you feel without judging what you feel in any way and allowing those unwanted thoughts and feelings to pass you by will help you develop a bulletproof attitude. Now, there are many other things you can do to bulletproof your attitude, but those are just a few of them. So if you have any comments, if you have any suggestions, if you have any ways that you bulletproof your attitude, leave a comment. And until we talk again, this is Frederick Zappone for the Light and Shadows podcast. Have a great day.